Here are today's top stories. Donald Trump is optimistically looking at Election Day. He told the press that if he loses in November, he's going to take a very long vacation. Glad to see the stakes are so high, Mr. Trump. He went on to say that he's afraid the election is going to be rigged. In a related story, he's thinking about going to the Bahamas, but he's worried the corner suite won't be available because the online reservation system is rigged. You can keep going with these. He also backed off his claim that President Obama was the quote-unquote founder of ISIS. He said he was being sarcastic and then went on to say, what I meant is that he was the board secretary, not president, not founder. Come on. A lot of opportunity in ISIS. The DEA rejected the attempt to loosen restrictions on marijuana. That led Hillary Clinton to say that if she were elected president, she'd push for it. And then as president, she'd also make Sundays officially a drum circle day. And Cheech and Chong, they'd get cabinet positions, you know, because that's where the snacks are. Brendan Dassey, the star, if you will, of the Netflix series Making a Murderer, is going to get out of jail. A judge overturned the conviction. Fans of the show rejoiced, and non-fans, well, spoiler alert, Brendan went to jail, and now he's not. In a related story, the same judge overturned the season finale of Lost. Yeah, said it was a real letdown. Michael Phelps won a record 22nd Olympic medal. That hasn't been done for 2,160 years. He surpassed the greatest athlete of ancient Greece, Leonidas of Rhodes. When asked for comment, Leonidas refused, but went to Twitter commenting in hieroglyphics emojis. Guy holding flag, pyramid, toga, bird, and eggplant. So, not sure what that meant. In other Olympic news, here's the Downloads Pool Boy with the latest report on the diving pool in Rio, which has had a mysterious change of color.
Thanks, Justin. It's still green and it still smells like farts.
There we go. The Downloads Pool Boy. Did you see the Star Wars Rogue One trailer last night? Fans were amazed by seeing a 2-second shot of the back of Darth Vader's head. Good to know that NBC, Ryan Seacrest, Disney, and the Rio Olympics spent millions on that cross promotion, but couldn't fix the green diving pool. Or how about making Darth Vader come up with a Zika pesticide? Or maybe he's already got Zika. Yeah. You know what? We don't talk enough about fashion on the carryout. I really love it. And today there was a lot on display on Michigan Avenue. So now here is Sandy Marshall with the Cargo Shorts Report.
Thanks, Justin. Sandy Marshall with the Cargo Shorts Report here on the Download. Today I saw 7 guys with cargo shorts out in Chicago, 2 with drawstrings and 1 with a built-in cloth belt. I can confirm 6 American Eagle brand and 1 Eddie Bauer. Back to you.
There you go. That's Sandy with the Cargo Shorts Fashion Report. In weather? Well, it rained. It's going to rain again tonight. And it's a hot rain. In sports, the Cubs won their 11th straight with a blowout at Wrigley. They dropped the Cards like a deck of cards. 13-2. They have taken the first 2 of this series, and they've shown no signs of slowing down. Matt Caesar hit 2 home runs today. I mean, come on. This is out of control. The White Sox, well, they lost their series in Kansas City. What else is new? The Bears looked downright awful to start the preseason last night. Blanked 22-0 by the Denver Broncos. The offense never got going. The defense blew assignments. And the special teams, well, they gave up a blocked punt for a touchdown. At least there's nowhere to go but up, maybe. The Bears play the Patriots in New England next week. In Olympics, wait, can I talk about what happened today? Women's soccer? Or is NBC going to show it at 11 o'clock like it's new? No? Did they show Simone Manuel last night become the first African-American medal in swimming? Did I spoil that? I'm confused about what's been shown. Simone beat out the heavily favored Campbell sisters from Australia to take gold. Here with more on the Australian sports scene is Rory McShane. Rory, is the country disappointed?
No disappointment at all, Justin. No worries. The sisters are going to get a real hero's welcome. When they come home, set foot on that tarmac, they'll be greeted with tons of koala bears, free surfboards, and those giant rickety spiders that your friends always share on Facebook.
Great. Thank you so much, Rory McShane, with the Australian Sports Update. Okay. Anyway, I think tonight is the last night for swimming, or this weekend. Something tells me NBC is going to find a way to expand swimming all the way through the month. Seems the only thing they care about. And finally, tonight, the new movie Sausage Party opens in theaters. This is the animated movie about talking food that realized that when they leave the grocery store, they are doomed to die. It's not for kids. It's rated R because of adult themes and violence. But you know what? I'm bringing my son, because he's got to learn sooner or later that we all die, some chopped in a stew and some in a blender. I mean, come on, it's circle of life. That's the carryout for August 12, 2016. Hey, you looking for an easy meal? We got a special on a Vegemite sandwich.
Real nice!